Hi, Wilbur. How are you tonight? Got a tape for me tonight. It's the 25th of October, and it's 15:12 midnight. I got off of work about a half hour ago, and I just finished listening to your tape, so I thought I'd make a tape to you right away so you'd know that I was alright and everything. Try and answer what you wrote on the tape. I guess I didn't explain it good enough. When my Bronze Star was downgraded 3 times, that was because it was submitted 3 times. That means I get 1 commendation medal, that's all. And, I'm not going to get a commendation medal for outstanding achievement like it was put in for. I'm going to get it for meritorious service. So, that makes me kind of mad, but what the hell. All I'm really worried about now is getting the hell out of this place. Getting sick of it. I've got 85 days left now, and I'm starting to feel like I've been here for a while, so it won't be too long now. 85 days ain't nothing. Hell, I've been here a long time. And as long as there's no action around here, it's working 14, 15 hours a day. It doesn't bother me too much. I'm used to it now, so when I get back to the world, it'll take me that long to get used to just working 8 hours a day, probably 5 days a week would be all I'll be working, so to hell with it. On my assignment, it wasn't my choice where I was going. They told me I was going to Dow at first, and they asked me if I wanted it, and I told them that I would make up my mind and let them know, and they gave me 5 days to make up my mind, and in 3 days I told them I wanted to go there, and somehow I didn't get it. I couldn't do anything about it. I tried to have a change, but they won't do it, so the hell with them. I'll go there. It's only for a half a year or so, so the hell with it. As far as leave's concerned, when I get home, I get 30 days leave when I go home. Days leave and 8 days travel time. I don't think I'll take all that time though. I want to save a little leave so in case I want to come home sometime while I'm at Kentucky, I'll be able to do it. I'll probably only take a couple of weeks. I don't know yet, and I probably won't make up my mind until I get home and find out what I'm going to be doing when I get home. If I find something to do that interests me, I'll probably stay home for all the time. If I don't, the hell with it. I'll just go back to Kentucky and get my time done with in the Air Force. As far as re-enlisting, I'm still thinking about it. And I don't know whether I'll do it or not. As far as I'm concerned now, I probably will. But I'll have to get home and talk to you and you and Carl and see what we decide. I don't know. Shit. I don't know what kind of job I'd be able to get if I get out. That's why I'm thinking about re-enlisting. If I did re-enlist, I'd ask for a 3-year overseas assignment, probably to Japan or Germany, most likely Japan, because that's Japan's all right. It's a nice place, and etc. And if I went there for 3 years, they wouldn't be able to send me back to Vietnam again. But I do have a feeling that this war isn't going to last too much longer. And I won't have to worry about it anymore. What else did you say on the tape? Nothing I can think of right now. As far as I'm concerned, everything's all right with me. I'm pretty tired right now. As soon as this side of the tape is gone, I'm going to go to sleep. I'll try and do the other side tomorrow if I can think of anything more to say. I did get my orders, and I found out how much time I'm going to be home and everything. And I'll make a copy of them and send them home to you, but I'd rather just send you a copy if you save it for me, because I'll probably need all the copies of orders that I got. Because when I left Duluth, I had 100 copies and I didn't have enough. And now I only got 50, and I probably won't have enough, definitely, because I have to give 16 copies in one place. I leave here and 19 copies to another place before I leave here to finance, so I don't know whether I have enough orders or not. And now, in the Air Force, they have a sponsor program. It's somebody up at Fort Campbell is supposed to be my sponsor when I get there. In other words, take care of me and make sure I get cleared in and get some place to live and all that. So I'm going to wait and see if I get a letter from him, then write to him and ask any questions that I might have. I only sent my letter about 3 or 4 days ago, so probably at least 3 weeks or a month before I hear anything from there. The Air Force at Fort Campbell has a detachment for a tactical airlift wing, and I imagine, I don't know, but I imagine they airlift the paratroopers out and drop them so they can practice jumping. I don't really know. I'm trying to find out some more information on it, and I probably won't know for at least 6 to 8 weeks, and I'll let you know as soon as I find out anything about what I'm going to be doing there. I'll be doing the same thing I'm doing now. I'll be an administrative specialist, and I'll have a desk job, etc., but I don't know what the unit's going to be doing. Once more, my commendation medal. I'm getting that commendation medal for what I did myself, and not for what my unit did or anything. 7th Air Force runs the in-and-out country war around here, the in-and-out country air war, and being part of it, I get a Air Force Outstanding Unit Award, which I already have, so I get an Oak Leaf Cluster for it, and they're going to get another one, so I have 2 Oak Leaf Clusters for it. But that's no biggie. My commendation medal is for what I have done since I've been here. And I have a copy of the citation they gave me, and I'll read you part of it if you want to listen to it. Over. Okay, this is it. Citation to accompany the award of the Air Force Commendation Medal. Airman First Class Robert Vogel distinguished himself by meritorious service, etc., etc., etc. During this period, though subject to hostile rocket and mortar attacks, Airman Vogel displayed outstanding ability in the handling route of classified correspondence while working in a highly classified project of the highest national interest. His meticulous attention to detail and his vital role in his freely giving of his time and effort are indicative of the professionalism of Airman Vogel. His extraordinary leadership, personal endeavor, devotion to duty, and positive can-do attitude are Airman Vogel's most outstanding attributes. The distinctive accomplishments of Airman Vogel reflect great credit upon himself and the United States Air Force. Now that's some of it anyways. As far as when I get it, putting it in the paper, the hell with it. I don't want it in the paper. I really don't. I know that when I do get my commendation medal that you'll be proud of me and all of that, but I don't want it in the paper. Because I don't really give a damn about those people in Denver. Because as far as I'm concerned, this whole war over here is just a fiasco. I believe it's a paper war fought by paper people. And I'm just fed up with the whole deal over here. I'm just sick of it. The only reason I'm still fighting is just to live, because I'm not going to give my life for some of these slobs back in the States who demonstrate and etc. For their information and our action, I'll hate them till the day I die, as far as I'm concerned. I'm just fed up. I'm sick of reading the paper and finding out these people back in the States are cutting us down, because all we're doing is trying to do our jobs. We don't want to be here, because this place is number 10. I hate it here, and I'm so sick of being here, it makes me I could go outside and puke right now. But I'm in the military, and I'm a professional soldier, and I'm doing my job. And that's the only reason I'm here. I don't know why I said that to you. I just feel kind of bad tonight. This guy I work with, Dave Shipman, he went downtown last night and got knifed by some slobs. I just feel kind of really bad tonight. He's in the hospital. They're going to evac him out to Tachikawa either tomorrow or the day after. I just can't see why. This makes me sick thinking about it. By the way, I got a letter from Gail today, and she told me she'd call me. And she was mad because I didn't call her back, but I never got any word that she had called, and I don't give a damn, and it was a hell with her. I gotta write a letter tomorrow and tell her that I'm just not interested anymore. I'm sick of her telling me what to do, telling me I don't write enough and stuff. She gotta learn if she wants to be my girlfriend. She's gonna have to find out that I'm in the service and I ain't got time to be writing letters all the time. I do the work of 4 civilians in one day, and by the end of the day, I'm tired. I'm just too damn tired to be writing letters and stuff. So that, I'm making a tape to you. Tomorrow I'll suffer because of it. I'll be tired and feel lousy all day. But yeah, my mother, that's different. Excuse me. I'm just gonna write that nice little Italian girl and say, "Sorry about that." I sent you a bond and a freedom share. I don't know when it was, but probably 3 or 4 days ago. I hope you get it by now. And if you didn't, let me know as soon as possible, because I got another bond, another freedom share that I can send. And if you didn't get the last two, I'll send these to registered or certified mail, so you be sure and get the damn things. I'll have to take action to find the other ones, or else just stop payment on them, because they're only good for me or Carl, and nobody else can spend them. So I don't see any reason why they wouldn't get there. I think I taped you and told you that I was going to send my swords. I'm going to do that right around payday, so I hope you get them. I seem to be running out, so I'll see you on the reverse. Over. Wow, I got a little lift. Let me see now. The weather's about the same. It's hot as hell. It still rains occasionally, but the rainy season's almost over. So, I'll see you on the reverse side, kid.